It was a craze born of the Depression, the dance marathon. Couples dance for days, weeks, even months, hoping to outlast everyone else and win the prize money. In 1935, Horace McCoy's novella, They Shoot Horses, Don't They?, depicted the dance marathon as a symptom of the era's social upheaval and personal desperation. The book was turned into a film in 1969 and now has been adapted for the stage. Iris Mann reports.
The play's director and co-author, Rick Sparks, remembers seeing the film version of They Shoot Horses, Don't They? When he was 12 years old, and being so taken with the story that he sat through the movie twice. He says even though the dance marathons took place in the 1930s, some things haven't changed.
It didn't go past me that this was also a great project to mount at this point with the success of Survivor, all of the voyeuristic shows on television, dealing with people loving to see who's going to last, that treadmill, that experience of watching people try to last, beating down each other, who will survive, our fascination for seeing lives that are possibly harder than our own, that experience of maybe feeling much better about our own life when we see other people's foibles.
One of those who used to watch the dancers is Mary Homan. She remembers going to the marathon on Balboa Island off Newport Beach, California, in 1937. She says she was about 11 years old and recalls seeing the dancers push themselves until they fell asleep leaning against their partners.
They couldn't hold up any longer, so, you know, they'd like fall to their knees or whatever, and sometimes the mate would pick them up and, you know, drag them on, and then other times they didn't. And sometimes they would dance into the night, and we would go home, and when we came back in the morning, someone had fallen out.
Homan also recalls that the dancers were extremely thin and probably needed the prize money to eat. In the stage version of They Shoot Horses, Don't They?, a down-and-out young woman, played by Gretchen German, meets a young man looking for a job, played by Paul Marius.
Hey. How would you like free food and a bed?
How's that?
Well, it looks like I'm going to need a new partner for this marathon they're having down at the pier. Sign up is in 1 hour. It's free food and a bed as long as you last, and $1,000 if you win.
The free food part of it sure sounds good. Only trouble is I don't dance very well.
Well, you don't have to. You just have to stay on your feet and keep moving.
The story centers around Gloria, who talks of being in such dire straits that she got herself arrested just to get a meal and a bed in jail. Actress Gretchen German says once her character enters the marathon, she questions the way the dancers are treated.
Gloria's resentful toward the people who are the promoters, who are actually benefiting financially from these people who are helpless and hopeless. The promoters of the show and the audience also are coming in, and they get some kind of a vicarious thrill out of watching people suffer.
At one point in the play, Gloria confronts the tough, cynical MC of the marathon, played by Andrew Prine, who tries to convince her to act in porno films.
Kid, you're young. Play it smart. Shoot a few peepers, stash your dough, get yourself a guy and settle down.
With who?
With whom?
With whom? That's what I want to know. Whom's going to want me?
Same kind of guy that wants you now.
Gloria turns him down. When the marathon begins, a spotlight illuminates one couple after another as they tell their stories. One is an aspiring actress addicted to drugs. Another contestant physically abuses his dance partner. That character is played by the show's co-author, Gary Carter. They Shoot Horses, Don't They? Isn't just about endurance in the face of adversity, Carter says, but also about the meanness that people exhibit when they're up against the wall. He feels the drama of the dance marathon makes that side of human nature easier to watch.
That's the surface of it, you know, but of course what's more compelling is what's underneath, and we get to dig and we get to hopefully probe, and there's a layer, you know, there's a layeredness about it. We get to look through kind of a patina of this thing that's laid out, this spectacle on stage that at any place and time kind of resonates a certain reality of, I mean, I would love people to smell this show. That's the one thing we really haven't, we need to try more of, you know? maybe some rosin and some, you know, liniment and, you know.
Alcohol and cigarettes. Outside the theater, a woman dressed shabbily in Depression-era clothes moves through the crowd selling apples at 4 cents apiece. Inside, audience members are seated around the dance floor on three sides. Actors planted among them are characters in the play. Director Rick Sparks says audiences often shout encouragement to the dancers and sometimes even toss coins at them, much as the spectators at the dance marathons did almost 70 years ago.
I hope the audience members leaving They Shoot Horses, Don't They, really do take stock of their own lives and recognize how blessed they are, that they listen to each other's needs and don't discard when someone is in trouble and saying they're not having an easy go of it, that they really listen to them and are there for them. But more than anything, to recognize how damn lucky we are.
Despite its dark theme, They Shoot Horses, Don't They? Has been selling out at the Greenway Court Theater, and director Rick Sparks hopes to take it to New York. For NPR News, I'm Iris Mann in Los Angeles.